Blog Talk Radio.
There's been a drought for way too long. We need to sing our freedom song. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Lord, we need to hear your voice. Our hearts are open, we have no choice. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Send your last rain, hey, send your latter rain, send your
to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and I am very blessed to welcome you all here tonight to All Nations Bible Study for this Wednesday, September 13th, 2023. Excuse me. Now, my brothers and sisters, if you will get something to write with, to write on and retrieve your Bibles, please prepare to receive your teacher and facilitator for tonight, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless each of you that are on tonight. Going to go over our Bible study tonight, which has to do with the potter and the clay. And Our topic tonight is, I have a few things to share. I'm going to share a little bit from last week, but our topic tonight is molded by our master, and that's who that is the one that we want to be molded by and need to be molded by rather than anyone or anything else. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
God is the It's the one that is in control of us and everything else. Amen. Praise God. We know that we're going through many things right now in our world. So many things are happening. But we need to know that God is still on the throne, and he is the controller of all things. We know there are disasters and all kinds of things that are going on right now, floodings and people missing and people dying from the floods and all of these natural disasters are happening all over the place. And so we just need to look to God and pray for these ones, and also to know that the things that we're going through, he's with us as we go through them. And he knows what some of us are suffering. Some are, you know, going through all kinds of situations, feeling defeated, some. But we're not defeated in Christ Jesus. We're victorious. Amen. He said that we are more than a conqueror. Praise God. So we just need to know that and not get caught up about the things that are happening, but to pray, to lift up those situations and know that God will move in these situations, that he will make a difference. He knows about them. Praise God. But we want to also be effective in our prayers for those that are going through and those that are suffering and those that have needs. All right, I'm going to have a word of prayer right now, and we're going to go into the lesson. Father God, we just thank you for the blessings of this day. We thank you for allowing us to just be here. We thank you for waking us up this morning, giving us a new day, a new opportunities, new things to look forward to. We thank you for that. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. We thank you for allowing us to be a witness for you, to be a blessing for you, to be all that we can be for you. And we just thank you in Jesus' holy and righteous name. And Father God, as we go into this study tonight, I pray that you will allow me to speak the things that you would have me to say, Holy Spirit. I pray for your direction in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. As we know, God is the potter, and I shared several scriptures last week, and I may not go to those same ones again today. We're talking up here about the parable in the Old Testament concerning the potter and the clay. Praise God. We are the work of God's hands, hallelujah, because we are his creation. He made us, praise God, hallelujah, and he made us for a purpose. Thank you, Jesus. And God knows that there are times that we need to come to him to be made over even. We need, because of our own brokenness, and God allows us to break, but he also will mend us and put us back together again. Amen. Praise God. Are you allowing God to mold and shape you to what he would have you to be? Because that is so important for us to allow God to shape us, to make us to be who he would have us to be. Because we are here for a purpose. We are here to please God. Hallelujah. We're here to carry out his will. Each individual is. We all are. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And last week I touched some on the fruit of the Spirit because that is so important when we think about improving ourselves and allowing God to make us, allowing God to fix us, help us to be what he would have us to be. Praise God. We need to be in tune to being like him, you know, showing forth the characteristics of Christ, and we can find those, as I mentioned before, in Galatians, the 5th chapter, talking about God's love and his patience, his kindness, and all of those things that are listed there, faith, long-suffering, and so on. We want to be like Christ, and that's why it would behoove us to allow God to make us and not we thinking that we can make ourselves or we can live any kind of way, the way we want to or the things that we desire to do. You know, we can sometimes get fixated on those things rather than what God would have us to do. So we need to, when we come to Christ, we need to surrender to him wholeheartedly and allow God to know that, you know, as an individual, I stand before you and I want your will to be done in my life, and be willing to allow God to do so. And the things that we need to do to be able to allow for that is to stay in the Word of God, to stay in prayer, to stay prayed up, to continue in our faith, to be built up by our faith, to become stronger in our faith just by knowing what God has already done for us. And then he also puts us in a place where we can be a witness for him. We can allow others to know what he has done for us, sharing your testimony, sharing the word of God, staying true to God, being obedient to the word of God. These are all of the things that will help us to be that person that God wants us to be. Praise God. So that's why I mentioned the fruit of the Spirit, because it's so important to us, and to be like Christ, to show ourselves friendly, to be kind towards others, to show our love towards others, to be not to be selfish, but to be willing to share what we have. Amen. To be grateful, to be thankful for what God has given us, and to share, be able to share with others. Praise God. Hallelujah. As I said before, when God wanted Jeremiah the prophet to go to the potter's house, he gave him instructions. He obeyed those instructions, and that's why he became the powerful prophet that he was. He had to deal with a lot of stuff, destruction and just, you know, all kinds of whatever you can think of was happening at the time, disobedience and people believing in other gods, idolatry. All of these things were very prevalent at that time. And it was so much going on that it was even stated in the Bible that he could marry. It was so much going on, praise God. But he allowed God to make him. He allowed God to shape him. He allowed God to make him be the prophet that God wanted him to be. Praise God. And he began to weep, hallelujah, over the things that were happening. And even today, especially those of us that are intercessors, sometimes we find ourselves in that place too where we're weeping over the things that are happening or the things that certain people are going through, the sufferings, the killings, the abuse, the enemy just going rampant through the world and affecting so many people's lives. Yes, we come together sometimes and we weep, hallelujah, and we come to God sincerely praying, hallelujah, that things will make a change, that our prayers will be heard and God will change the situations, change the circumstances, change the problems that they're going through. And it's so many things, hallelujah, people that are unhoused people, people that are without food, even water, and those, all these kinds of situations. And, you know, sometimes we need to cry out. And I know we do. Some of us do. But we need to really focus in on these things that even some of us aren't even facing. We're going through. Thank God we're going through. But we're having breakthroughs. And we're seeing God move. But we also are able to see others going through as well and being in prayer for them. So, you know, when we allow God to mold us and make us, praise God, then that takes away selfishness from us and you know, just all kinds of things that we are encountering, praise God. It makes a difference in us because if we're made in Christ's image, we're gonna have the love for others. We're going to not only just have the love for them, but we're gonna move, praise God, with compassion. We're gonna do something about it. Amen. Hallelujah. Because He has shaped us. He has shaped us into His image. Praise God. When God first created the world, we were shaped, we were made and shaped into His image. Praise God. But we needed some more shaping. We needed to be molded. We needed to be remolded, some of us. Praise God. And God does it for us. Hallelujah. He changes us. He transforms us into who He wants us to be. Praise God. Amen. Okay, there's something here that I'm just here to bring out. Looking for it at the moment. One of the things that I used to share within our church is about before we speak, think. Praise God. I'm just going to share this with you right now. And if you could just write the word think and write it vertically. And when you look at the T, it says, is it true? And this is in regards to other people and how we treat them. Is it true that you're going to speak to someone? Look at the H in the word think. Is it helpful? It needs to be helpful. Look at the I. Is it inspiring? It should be. And then the N, is it necessary if we're going to speak it? And then the K, is it kind? Hallelujah. When we're talking to someone, when we're sharing with someone, we have to be thinking about how we're going to answer them, or if God has given you something to speak to them, how are you speaking to them? Is it kind? So we need to think before we speak. And that was just one little thing I thought about today, because I used to use it a lot, because we have to be careful how we treat people. Praise God. We need to show Jesus' love at all times. And when we're interacting with different people, people in our church, those that we minister to, those that minister to us. Amen? Praise God. Mm-hmm. So we need to think, okay, before we just begin to, some people just lash out and they'll say anything that comes to their mind. We don't want to be like that. We don't want to be like that. Being molded by our master, we won't be like that. We just won't be. Praise God. And then we need to trust God. We need to trust him enough to give our lives over to him. We need to put our trust in God. Just have faith and know that everything that he does is for our good. Amen? Because it is. Everything he did, he died for us. Everything he did on Calvary, everything that that he allowed to happen to him was all about us. It was all for our sake. Because
Amen.
He loved us much. Just that much. He loved us. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. There were some things that I was going to share with you today, but I began to realize that the Holy Spirit wasn't giving me that. I thought that's what it was going to be, but it was not. Praise God. The Scripture calls us to love with agape love, and only the Holy Spirit can, you know, can fully make that reality in us. And I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians in a minute. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, because it talks about that. And Apostle Paul, you know, that's was his writing in 1 Corinthians. And he, you know, really lets us know about how we're to, you know, entreat people, how we're to love, show patience, kindness, and a desire to trust, and to know that we don't need to be jealous, boastful, arrogant, rude, selfish, or easily angered. Praise God. And we need to show forth love, receiving God's love, and then allowing him to supply it to you for even our own extended families, and it's you know, in a powerful way, praise God, and it can help other relationships to heal, and even to grow and to flourish, amen, hallelujah. You can let that fruit grow, amen, and flourish and spread out, so that others can know that we have the love of Christ in us. And they also can as well. Thank you, Jesus. And know that the Holy Spirit is always available to help us to walk in a manner that is worthy of the Lord. Amen. So I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians now, and we're going to just read what it says. 1 Corinthians, and that is, of course, the 13th chapter, which is called the love chapter, and I'm going to read some out of this particular passage. And let's see, we're going to start with the 4th verse, and it says, "Charity, which is love, suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not, charity vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up, and it doesn't behave itself unseemly. It seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, and it thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but it rejoices in truth." Praise God. Hallelujah. It beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And
Amen.
That scripture goes on to some things that will pass away, but charity never does. Amen. It endureth forever. Love is forever.
God is love. Hallelujah. He is love. And so he wants us also to show forth love as well as all the other fruit of the Spirit, all the other as well. We have the love of Jesus in our hearts. We can carry out the rest of those. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Important, very important that we love God, that we love ourselves, that we love our neighbor as ourselves, that we love everyone, that we don't hate anybody. Of course, we're to hate the sin. God hates the sin, but he doesn't hate the one that the sin bearer.
Yeah.
He doesn't hate people. He loves all of us in spite of it. And so we must also, amen, hallelujah, we should love enough that we will allow God to work on us, to change us. Praise God. Sometimes it's, sometimes we think it's the other person, but oftentimes the Holy Spirit is nudging us to make the change. Amen. Sometimes it's us, and we have to be honest about that. We have to be upfront and honest. Yeah, I have a problem. I can see that. And the reason we can see it is that the Holy Spirit will allow us to see it.
It deals with
we're walking.
Us. Yeah, amen.
We have the Holy Spirit indwelling in us. There's no excuse because he's going to nudge us, okay? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And warn us as well. Whatever the change needs to make, we need to make it. And so that's what I can see in this parable about the potter and the clay. We need to be, as we were saying last week, pliable, okay, changeable, flexible, bendable, you know, and all of that so that we can be who we're supposed to be in Christ Jesus. And we don't just cover up stuff that may be a part of us. Because a lot of times people say, well, that's just the way I am. Well, you can't be just the way you are if it's not right. And so the potter needs to fix us sometimes and oftentimes. Amen. And so we should be pliable. We should be allowing God to do what he needs to do in us and through us so that we can make a difference in the world, so that we can bear fruit. And that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to bear fruit.
Yeah.
Bear fruit. And that fruit he wants to remain. Praise God. Hallelujah. All of that good fruit that we have learned about in Galatians. All of that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And not to go back to the old corruptible fruit that we may have allowed in our lives, in our past, and even some in their present. But God can fix it if we allow him, because he can fix us.
Amen.
To be,
amen.
He wants us to be, and then use us for his glory. And that's what it's all about. It's not about us. It's not about us. And, we should not allow any space for pride at all, because we want to glorify God. We want to remain humble before God, because God is over us. Hallelujah. We need to allow him to be in charge of us, because he's not going to make us, okay? But he has shown us in his word, so we know better. So we know what to do. We know to stay in the word of God. We know to stay prayerful. We know to be among other believers in Christ Jesus. And then we know also to reach out to those that don't know him, that we can be a witness, that we can stand as a true witness of God because we have allowed him to shape us and make us and mold us and then use us. Because when God works on us, then we're able to help others. We're able to help others be what they should be. Then we're able to be, when we're good disciples, we're able to make disciples. Amen. Amen. Because if God fixes us in the way he wants us to be, then we can also help others. And that's what it's all about. He said, go and make disciples. And so that's what we need to do. So we need to have ourselves in the right place with God so that we can. Amen. Let's see, there's another scripture that I was going to share. I know we read Jeremiah 18 last week. I think it's Isaiah 64:8 that I wanted to share. I'm going to go to that. Isaiah chapter 64, and I think it's verse 8. Okay, it says, but now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou art our potter, and we are all the work of thy hand. Praise God. So it tells us that in Jeremiah as well. Jeremiah had, there was a little bit more that I read in Jeremiah last week, but he's saying here, O Lord, thou art the Father. This is Isaiah. We are the clay. Thou art our potter, and we all are the work of thy hand. He made us all. Amen. So why wouldn't we trust him?
Yeah.
There's no reason why we shouldn't trust him. Praise God. Because we can. We can trust him. We can trust him above any other. Because he is God, and he's God all by himself. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 4, I'm going to read here. I'm going to start with verse 3. It says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But if we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. It's not of us, amen, but of God, hallelujah. And he gets the glory out of our lives. He should be getting the glory out of our lives. Verse 8 says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Amen. Always bound about in the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to skip over to verse 14, it says, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus and shall present us with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 15 says, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Amen. And we have to allow for that. Amen. Day by day. Allow God to work on us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then verse 17 says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not are eternal. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we want our spiritual lives to be effective. Amen. So we want the Lord to really work on us spiritually. And, you know, we have needs of other things, the temporal things. Yes, they do work for us. But the things of the Spirit will last forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And we are the vessels. We are the vessels for Christ. Hallelujah. And we're to allow ourselves to be a vessel for God, for Christ's sake, for his sake. Not for ours, but for his sake, for his glory. Hallelujah. Not for ours, but for his glory. The glory belongs to God. No matter what he blesses us to do, no matter how he blesses us, hallelujah, to go forth out in the world and affect lives and touch lives and pray for people, for them to be healed and pray for them to be set free and all of these things that we do, we must realize that God is the one, hallelujah, that is to be glorified, to get the glory, hallelujah. It is not about us, but it's about us walking in obedience and doing the will of God, hallelujah, and allowing him to fix us, praise God, allowing him to continue to transform. Hallelujah. Allowing him to continue to renew our lives.
Yeah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. That is our purpose. That is really our purpose, is to serve God. That's why we're here, to serve him in every way that we can. And the way that we serve him is, of course, through others. We need to always consider the needs of and the desires of others. Praise God. But showing tolerance for one another in love. Praise God. Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, which is in Ephesians 4, verses 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking the truth in love. In love. Praise God. We don't have to lash at people or try to make people feel less than or to judge people. That's not our place.
Amen. Amen.
And Colossians, the third chapter in verse 12, says, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Praise God. Hallelujah. And 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and 24 tells us, let no one seek his own good, but that of his neighbor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
that is God, and we should not be one to set a stage for conflict or confrontation, but when we do have to confront, do it in love. Do it
yes.
in love. Because sometimes we do have to confront. Amen. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will speak to our hearts. Sometimes we don't have to say anything. Praise God. But there are times that we do need to confront. Praise God. Because we're going to face some difficult situations. And if we have an open heart, good listening ears, praise God, we can have a discussion rather than an argument.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. And I think it's Colossians 1 and 10. You know, God, anyway, he will enable us and equip us to speak in the way that we should to others. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he wants us to bear fruit in every good work, but then continue to be increased in the knowledge of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Always being open to learn more about him. And as someone said last week, to have a teachable spirit. Mother Shirley Mitchell.
Amen.
To have a teachable spirit. That is so important that, you know, we can always learn, no matter how old we are, no matter how long we've been in the church, no matter what position hold, has nothing to do with anything. Praise God. Well, we should remain teachable. Because there's always more, in the Word of God. There's always something new, okay? Always. Thank you, Jesus. And sometimes when I read scriptures in the Bible and I go back to them and read them again, I get some additional information.
Yes, that's a wonder that God, the Holy Spirit, gives you.
Hallelujah, that I can stand. Praise God. That I didn't get the last time. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. And 1 Peter 4:8 says, to keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sin.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. And then, we should always be willing to confess our sins to the Lord, and that's important to acknowledge that you know, you can have a need. We all can have a need for help, you know. Praise God.
Yeah.
And we should begin with ourselves and being accountable to God and be able to open up ourselves to the power of his forgiveness, that we can then extend that to others. Praise God. Amen. So I believe that's all I'm going to share tonight concerning that, concerning us being pliable and teachable and humble before our master, and allow him to continue to work on us. Amen. Whenever we find the need, just allow God to work on us. Go back to the potter. And that's the good thing about the God. We can always go back to our potter, no matter what. Amen. So I'm going to close now, and I hope that you got something out of this night's lesson as well. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen.
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 Yes. Hallelujah.
That's the end of.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you, Apostle Zeta. And I'm glad. Thank you for part two of being molded by the Master. One of the most evident things or the most wonderful things about being truly molded by the Master is that you will be authentic. You will be real. You will be really humble, really loving, really kind, but you're going to be really gracious, hallelujah, because too often today, people are just determined to do things their own way. You know, they think they can second-guess God. They want to create mini-me's instead of making disciples. So it's very important that people remember that it is God and God alone who shapes, who makes, who ordains, who calls, who equips, hallelujah, who builds up. And the more we listen for his voice instead of looking at how Sister So-and-so prays or how Brother So-and-so testifies or how Mother So-and-so does this or that, you know, the more effective we will be, because anytime we are looking anywhere except to God for our identity, then we are looking in the wrong place. So we need to remember. I love the Apostle Paul. Oh, I identify greatly with the Apostle Paul. I love prison ministry. I think my ministry came to life in prison. But I want to teach like Paul. I wouldn't want to preach like Paul. A man went to sleep on Paul. So, you know, Paul is a great apostle, but God only created one Paul. Yeah. He only created one Apostle Zeta, one Apostle Shalene, one Mother Matisse Scott, one Mother Mitchell. You know, he created one. And what we need to do is concentrate on being that best one that God is creating us to be. So thank God, it's time to stop all the nonsense. It's time to stop looking around and trying to be like this one or be like that one. Servant leaders, it is time for you to remember you are making disciples and not mini-me's. You are not trying to mold people. You do not become the God. You still serve him. So we need to just any servant leader that is a true servant leader of God is always going to tell you, listen to God, serve God, trust God, obey God.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, that's what they're going to tell you. They're not going to say, listen to me. You know, they're not going to be always telling you need to respect me. You need to this. No. We are being molded and shaped by the Master, and the older we get, the more you know, the more you grow, the older you get, the more we should be growing and knowing. So that we can become effective.
Yeah.
That's why I don't understand why so many churches want to dismiss the elders of the church, because they're just at the point where they know some stuff. We need them. They have been through some stuff. Some of them have been through things like the Depression, the Civil Rights, the this, the that. You know, they live long enough where they know some things. And instead of us honoring that and truly relishing their wisdom and knowing that God is still growing them, teaching them, you know, I don't understand why more of us wouldn't want that in our lives. But anyway, we have some other people in the studio tonight. I'm going to let Mother Mitchell and Mother Matisse Scott have a word. Hallelujah. And I just want, like I said, I just want to thank you for that, Apostle Zeta, because too many people are doing too much imitating of other people and not allowing God to just make them who he wants them to be.
That's right.
So I'm going to
we're going to have Mother Mattie Scott come on in the room, and that will be followed by Mother Mitchell. Mother Mattie, good evening, yes. Ma'am. God bless you. Would you like to have a word about the Bible study?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Good evening, Bishop Cook, and good evening to all the Spirit Alive family. Thank you all for your prayers. Please keep Mother Givens in prayer, and I know that you do and will. Keep her and her family in prayer, and the Scott family as well, and the
yes.
family of Mrs. Jane Lewis and her passing, and keep the family of Brother Milton Simpkins and his passing at my church.
Yes.
Keep his family in prayer.
Yes.
And the Scott family, keep them in prayer. They're going through some things too. And I thank you for keeping Mrs. Givens always in prayer. Thank you.
Yes.
I tell you, yes. I always talk about Mrs. Givens. Mrs. Givens is a pillar of strength for me. But Apostle Zeta, you teach us Bible study so wonderfully. I mean, you make it plain. You make it plain, and it is so easy to understand. You know, God bless you, and you helps me to be strong in your word, in the word of God, the way you teach it, and it's so true. You know, we have to love one another. The fruit of the Spirit is love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. And we have to love everybody. Sometimes we get mistreated along the way. People do us so bad. They do us so bad. And sometimes, it's really painful and it's hurtful. But still, you have to love people that even you know that have hurt you bad.
Yes.
People that you know don't love you, despitefully use you. I mean, you still have to love them anyway.
Yes,
you know,
yes, ma'am. Say that.
Love is something that we need more of in the world.
Yes.
That's something we don't have enough
right.
of is love, because people have too much hate. They have too much evilness in them. The prejudice,
too much
the racial tension racial tension is just bad. Look like it's worse, my opinion, now than it was when Dr. King had fought and died for civil rights. I mean, it's crazy. We need love. And I think about Dr. King's dream. I believe one day that dream is going to come true, because I believe the Lord showed him the vision when he said one day his four little children will live in a world where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. He said, I have a dream today. And the man was, you know, he was, I call him Moses, a Moses amongst his people. And they can say what they want to say about Dr. King, but Dr. King did the Lord's will. I mean, black people are more freer now than they ever been. I mean, the things, the struggles that people of color have went through. And still, I have to say, as a whole, black people, they embrace every race, because they know and they understand how it feels to be mistreated and being shown a prejudice. And, you know, the Lord wants us to love each other. And when the day comes, when the Lord comes back, it's not going to be no separation. It's not going to be the blacks over here, the whites over there, the Latinos over here. It's not going to be that. Like Dr. King said, all of God's children, black men, white men, Jews, Protestants, Catholics, and black boys and white boys, and he went on and on, white children, black children, everybody, hold hands and sing the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we're free at last. Talking about the Jews and the Gentiles holding hands, what a day that's going to be. What a day that's going to be, because our ancestors fought, bled, and died for freedom. And not only for that, just to be treated like a human being. So when we show love towards our brother and sister in Christ, and we show love and love our neighbor as we love ourselves, we doing what the Lord, you know, want us to do. That's what the Lord wants us to do. And you know, again,
yes.
I'm thinking about Dr. King. He had bricks and glass bottles and rocks and everything thrown at him, and still he never spoke no hatred. A woman stabbed him with a letter opener. He didn't even press charges against her. That's the love of God that was in that man's heart.
Amen.
That's the love of
yeah.
God. And that's what we have to have. And I constantly pray. You know, I pray for the murders and the killings to stop. And I cried this morning thinking about the young children, thinking about a young girl that got murdered by her mother's boyfriend. And the
yes.
mother left the baby girl with the man. That was in Arkansas. It's been
mm-hmm.
a few years ago. And all she had
mm-hmm.
to do is take her child with her or leave the child with her biological father instead of leaving the baby with her boyfriend. And the boyfriend killed the child, put her in a black garbage bag, and had her in a laundry basket like he's washing. And they found some men was cleaning the side of the road, and they found the man seen the black bag, and he smelled a foul odor, and he told his boss that they were cleaning up on the side of the road. And the boss, he didn't know. He said, well, maybe it's he wanted to look in. He said, no, it might be a dead animal. Just let it lie there. But somebody called the police department. This was in Arkansas. And when they called the police department, the police came right away. They found the black bag. And sure and behold, when they opened that black bag, it was a decomposing body of that young child. She had to be 2 or 3
yes.
years old. A pretty little girl, an angel. And
yes.
this man is in prison. He's in prison. And it hurt me so bad. And it made me so angry. I was so angry. I cried. I just cried.
Mm.
And I was so angry. And then I thought about the Lord's word. The Lord say, vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and I will
yes.
pay. So
yes.
we have to have the love of Christ in our heart. It is hard, but we got to pray and ask the Lord for love in our heart. When we know, you know, something tragic like this happened, and I feel sorry for the family of this child.
Nope.
You know,
yes.
we have to have the love of God in our hearts in
Amen.
Order to see the Lord. We have to love our brother and sister in Christ in order to see the Lord. We have to do this. And Mother Apostle Zeta, you're a wonderful
oh,
lady.
Yes.
And God bless you. The way you teach that the Bible study, it helps me to understand. I mean, you teach it so wonderful. It's so wonderfully taught.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
And your family. God bless
Amen.
You, Bishop Cook. God bless everybody
God bless
here in the live family. I tell you, I enjoy your Bible study. I enjoy your Bible study because it helps my mind to relax. So God bless you, Apostle Zeta. God bless you. Love you.
God bless you, Mother Mitchell. Mother Mitchell. Amen. Oh, Pastor Zeta, wonderful Bible teaching. I just have so many marshals in here. I don't know where to start. But God is truly the potter, and we are the clay. And he molds
yes.
and shapes us if we let him. And he
because
he loves us and he wants us to be the best that we can be. And I really
right.
did appreciate when you talked about Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. Jeremiah went
yes.
through so much and had to go through so much. And,
yes.
you know, but he was a warrior for the Lord. He was,
yes.
You know, he maybe did a lot of crime, but he was also doing a lot of working for the Lord.
That's
and
right.
I also... one of the things that stood out to me is when you said, you know, he hates the sin, but he never hates the person. He never
Amen.
Hates the person.
Amen.
He always loves the person, but he will never,
yes.
ever love sin. And
right.
I just, I could go on and on, but he wants us to be pliable and always be teachable.
Mm-hmm.
And I also...
Mm-hmm.
Made a little star by where you said you can read the scripture one time. I think I was talking to
Apostle Cook about that. I said, you know, when I was real young when I started reading the Bible for myself and praying for understanding and wanting to know that it wasn't just a lot of words hooked together. I wanted to understand what they were saying and what they said for me. And, you know, and I was 15 when I started reading the Bible from front to Revelation. And but like you said, you would read something at 15, you'd read it again at 20, it would say something else. You'd read it at 25, 35, it said something else to you. God would show you something else. And that's how he blesses us from glory to glory. Because when we read his word, it always has something to say to us and for us that we can use. And that's why he said, study to show thyself approved. See, I can't get that glory, glory, blessing. It's the preacher just saying it, and that's all I'm going to hear. He says, you study and show thyself approved, because I have something else all through the scripture for you to learn and grow you up in the Lord. And I just thank you, Apostle Zeta, for your teaching. I agree with Mother Matisse Scott. She's so true. You make it so simple and so right on the point. Anybody can understand it, and I say to what I say to my daughter, if they don't understand it, they don't want to understand it. Amen, and thank you, Bishop.
Oh, that's all right. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have been listening to All Nations Bible Study with Apostle Zeta Flowers. Her topic tonight was once again molded by the Master. She expounded on part two. We pray that if you do not know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, that you would decide today to allow him to become your Lord and Savior so that he can make and mold you as well. Hallelujah. Because he wants you to be the best that you can be. And you know, the wonderful thing about Jesus is, he doesn't give us a bunch of prerequisites like, oh, well, before you can come to me, you got to do this. He just says, come, come. Whosoever will, let him come. Come as you are. Bring all your broken pieces and give them to the Lord. Bring all of your hurt, all of those fragments. Bring it to the Lord, and he will put you back together. He will reshape you, remold you, redesign you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when you give Christ your life, you become a new creation. So today, I pray that somebody that's hearing this tonight, that heard Apostle Zeta around the world in rebroadcast, I pray that if you have not decided to make Jesus your choice, that you would do that without delay. And all you have to do is go to him and sincerely confess that you are a sinner, that you need him to come into your life and to save you, and that you would like to now dedicate the rest of your life to living and loving him and serving him. And he will do that. And when you do, and when you pray, just let him know, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin. I believe that you are the Son of the living God. And I believe that you came and you died and you rose for my sin. Please come into my life and save me. Make me and mold me into that new creation that Apostle Zeta was teaching about. I want to be new in you. And I pray this and all other things in your holy name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And if you pray that prayer in any form, we just want you to know that you are now in the family of God with all hallelujah, with all the benefits that God has to offer. So we pray that you will continue to walk with us here on the Spirit Alive Network. On tomorrow, you can join us for Pastor Vanessa Carver for Wounded No More. And she has been doing a phenomenal series on mental health. On Friday, you can join myself and Brother Rick Altman. We will be doing the Ten Commandments in review because we want to really, we're going to talk about the Ten Commandments in a little bit of a different way. And we're going to get, we want to hear from all of you how you've applied the Ten Commandments to your life and what effect it has had on you, your children, your society, your community. So we hope that you'll just continue to come out and walk with us here on the network. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. God bless you and good night from All Nations Bible Study and all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. People in the studio, your mics are unmuted. Everybody, good night. I love you. God bless you. Bye, Auntie. I love you. I'm glad you was in the room. Bye, Mother Matt T. I love you. Good night, Apostle.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good
night. Good night.
I love
you all.
Love
good night.
You. Good night.
God bless you all.
Love you.
Love you.
And thank you
love
for having
you.
Me on. Thank you so much for having me on. Thank you. God bless you all. Love you
love
all.
You. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye, Bishop Cook. Love you.